Gospel of John chapter 15, in verse 20, Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn to joy." One morning a few years ago, while I was eating breakfast, my middle son, Sam, came over to where I was sitting. He put his elbow on the table and he leaned his face on his hand, and he had this long, sad look of concern on his face. And I said, "Sam, what's the matter, bud?" And he said, "Jesus is dead." Well, he had made it his goal to read through the Gospel of Mark, and he had just finished chapter 15. I'm sure the apostles felt a lot like my son Sam did once Jesus was crucified and buried. You know, it's not just the reality of the cross that brings sorrow. Yes, the torture of their friend and of their rabbi and the beatings and the nailings of his hands and feet onto the cross surely brings grief and anguish to them, but also they are sorrowful because their hopes and dreams of God's kingdom being established by Jesus, well, they just seemed shot. How can he reign as a king if he's dead? Now what are they supposed to do, and to whom do they return? But there's another reason for sorrow for us when we look at the cross. Yes, it is the reality of the cross. We should always be sorrowful when a man suffers unjustly. But here at the cross, we suffer over the cause of the cross. And we are the cause of the cross. It was our sin that nailed him there. Our rebellion, our seeking to be gods, our lust, our rejection of God. And so, yes, we are filled with sorrow. But Jesus doesn't let us stay there, does he? He says our sorrow will turn to joy. Just like a mother's pain and anguish giving birth disappears when she holds that baby close to her chest. This is known as the halo effect. There's a certain hormone that's released, oxytocin, throughout the labor part of giving birth. And it's at its peak right at birth, contributing to the feeling of joy and euphoria, even though the mother just went through a tremendous amount of pain. And what further increases the output of oxytocin is when a mother brings that baby up to her chest. Why else would a lady want to have another child unless the joy of holding that baby is greater than the pain of having the baby? What the mother first thought of as a horrifying, painful process now becomes the means to unexplainable joy. In a similar way, for the believer, the cross goes from being a symbol of sorrow into a symbol of joy. Why else would we sing songs about the cross and display crosses all around? The cross and resurrection are no longer symbols of sorrow, but are symbols of joy, because that's the place where my sin was canceled, forgiveness was bought, atonement was made, reconciliation accomplished, justice satisfied, and hope made secure. Eternal life guaranteed for the believer. As you pray today, please remember Elvis Garcia and his family, our missionaries in Arkansas. And also remember the Moray Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Burkina Faso and Ghana.